following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured, and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller! The super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really. It doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilly Ard here.
He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
And the Bengals will have their fourth win of the season. They will extend their all-time record against the Eagles to 9-3-1 as they win it today by the final score of 32-14.
There's a knee, and that'll do it. The end of the game, final score, Pittsburgh 24, the Giants 14.
This one's over. The Arizona Cardinals come back in the fourth quarter to beat the Washington Redskins 31-23.
Yeah, what happened there?
Well, let's see. They've got a damn good defense, and they were blowing up our left guard. It was disrupting our offense, and our defense can't stop anybody on third down. I'm serious. If you need a package delivered, like, immediately, don't bother with FedEx, don't bother with UPS, fuck the U.S. mail. Just put it in a running back's hands and send it against the Redskins, and it'll get there guaranteed. Just tell them it's third down.
David Johnson does that to everybody, man.
It wasn't just David Johnson. It was David Johnson's granny.
Oh, my goodness. Third and 12. No fucking problem.
Well, that right there, all three teams in the NFC East lost. Oh, wait. There's one other one that didn't lose.
Look, it's a fix. Whole thing's fixed.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Here you know what I thought was funny, though, about that is that the Bengals extended their record to 9-3-1, and at least one person out there listening went, no, man, that game ain't over yet.
Did he participate in the Super Bowl once?
He did, but right now he's on house arrest, I'm sure, so he's not allowed out, or his bracelet will go off. His anklet will go off.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 287. And coming up, unsportsmanlike angels, unsportsmanlike dancing, unsportsmanlike That's clothes, me. Unsportsmanlike cleats, and an unsportsmanlike contract.
What the fuck wrong with these niggas, man?
I don't know, Mark Ingram, what is wrong with them.
I have no idea. Oh, by the way, I don't remember if that was called for unsportsmanlike conduct. Can't recall. I don't think it was, actually. Remember, I think the referees got together and went, well, you know, I think he's got a point there. Something's wrong with this 49ers defense. Pick up the flag.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Just give me the ball and let me shoot it like a basketball. Oh, wait, no. That's unsportsmanlike. See, there I go, Tom. I'm going to cost the show 15 yards right out of the chute. I'll tell you what. The Bengals is extending their streak to 9-3-1 in massive fashion. Oh,
that was great.
It was wonderful. I loved it. If the Redskins would have won, it would have been a great day. However, but watching the Eagles and just getting the shit stomped out of them, that was fun.
Yeah, quite a bit of bitch slappery.
Yeah, they got their nuts punched. They got clubbed like baby seals.
I thought they got their nuts ripped off and shoved up their ass.
They got spanked like bad, bad, bad little girls. Crushed like insects they were. Without AJ Green.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's enough about that game. I think that was about all there was about it. It was just a big splat on the pavement, and that was the Eagles.
Ripped up and left for dead.
Absolutely. Ground into Eagle Burger.
Couldn't happen to a better team.
I love it. I hope it happens to him again this week.
And then, and it was funny because you could hear John and I in sync on several occasions.
Back when we were in the boy bands.
Just at the same time, we went, yes! And that was while we were watching the Steelers-Giants game.
Yeah.
It just kept happening, where we were both going, yes!
Yeah, that was nice, except that I was at the same time watching the Redskins and watching the Cardinals and going, no! What?
Right. It was your chance to gain, man.
It was a good chance at a team there. I'll tell you what, though. You know who is fucked? It's the Falcons.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Not the Falcons!
He's a prophet, Tom, I'm telling you. He can say that every year. You can play it from now until eternity. They do it all the time. Who thought they were going to beat the Chiefs? Who's going to tackle Eric Berry while he runs back the two-point conversion? Who's the team that never chokes heading down the stretch? I am driving myself nuts with the Falcons right now because I have no idea what to do with Julio Jones. I don't want to take him out of the lineup, but it's the playoffs, and if he doesn't play, he doesn't practice, but then he comes in like last week and they throw him the ball the first 11 plays of the game. I'm like, yes, and then they forgot he was there.
What time do they play Sunday?
Oh, I have no idea. I would assume 1 o'clock. Who are they playing this Sunday? Who they got?
Tampa. No. Saints got Tampa.
Falcons have the Rams.
Yes.
Right. The Falcons have the Rams.
That's probably 4 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in L.A., so it'll be 4 o'clock.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not you have another 4 o'clock or later receiver. Because you, if you got two receivers playing at 4 o'clock, you can swap them out as up to 5 minutes till 4. So,
trying to think of who I still have. Oh, I've got Dante Moncrief. I'm not going to swap him out for Dante Moncrief unless I know he's not going to play.
Right.
But I was toying with it last night with Michael Crabtree, and I'm glad that I didn't take him out.
Oh, yeah, man. You had you put the right guys on your bench last night for sure.
Well, hope that I got the right guys in, that's for sure, because I'm playing your son again.
Yep.
And I've had two games against him that have come down to less than a point.
And now you got to go against David Johnson again.
Oh, I know. It's just him and his Johnson.
You and your Johnson.
That's right. It's just him, his girl, and his Johnson.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Right.
Oh, hell, man, that was fun.
All right. We were talking earlier about unsportsmanlike stuff. And, you know, man,
everything's unsportsmanlike.
My
these days.
God, you just can't. It really is the no fun league.
Oh, it's no fun whatsoever. And it's even worse than that because you don't even know whether or not the fun you're having is allowed this time. You know? Can I do this? Can I smile?
I just think this whole thing, you can't go to the ground in a celebration. I don't understand how it's any different than a guy who's got some goofy-ass dance that he's going to do or, you know, why is that? Okay, so during the Bears 49ers game, Rashard Robinson of the 49ers, he scored a touchdown on a blocked punt.
Right.
And he it was snowing in that game in Chicago. And what does he do? He drops down to the end zone and makes a snow angel, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God, Tom. How are we supposed to let children watch this on television?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire off an email right away.
The league that Roger Goodell is trying to create, I'm surprised he doesn't look at that and go, oh, that's exactly what I want them all to do.
Right. Look, they're doing something nice and fun, wholesome out there. Even Charlie Brown does it on his Christmas special, which is coming up, by the way, on CBS.
Unbelievable.
I know. We're not even going to get paid for that. Anyway, but I'll tell you what. One of the funny things about that, though, they had a touchdown prior to that where I think one of the running backs scored for the Bears, and it was blown dead, right? So he didn't know he didn't score, and he went down straight to the ground, and he was doing a snow angel. He thought he'd scored, but because the play had been blown dead, I guess they didn't call unsportsmanlike. So if the play doesn't count, it's not unsportsmanlike conduct. Right? Right? Wouldn't that stand a reason?
Like, I can tell you, explain that. I can't explain that rule book. Are you kidding?
What? Look, let's call John Harbaugh and ask him, because I think what that means is that there's a false start, the defensive back can kick the wide receiver square in the balls. John Harbaugh would know. He would find out. I just gave the Ravens an idea.
Well, meanwhile, over in Green Bay, Randall Cobb made a snow angel after the touchdown. No flag.
No, of course not. No flag, because Lambeau Field itself is a prop that has been defined as allowed to use. They can use the damn stadium as a prop. How the hell are they able to do that with their stupid Lambeau leaps? I don't know. Which, by the way, they were able to explain to the NFL that Cobb didn't do a snow angel on the ground. He didn't go to the ground. He did a Lambeau leap and he missed. That was the problem. He was flailing around on the ground a little bit.
I've been railing on about that whole Lambeau leap thing for years, man.
Well, dude, did you watch? Okay, we talked about it a second ago, the Raiders and the Chiefs. Last night, Travis Kelce, I know we're going to talk about the Raiders in a little while, but did you see what he did last night with his little horsey dance?
No.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'll have to get to that. But how that wasn't really, I can't remember if that was flagged or not. But the point being is how Roger Goodell doesn't see the difference between a dance that a stripper would do and a guy going to the ground and making a snow angel, but they're both equal in the eyes of the NFL.
I remember when Antonio Brown got flagged for twerking.
I think he was doing humpy motions. What do you think? Oh, no, we can't flag him for that.
The best unsportsmanlike conduct penalty was the Raiders punter, Marquette King. He picked up that referee flag and did a dance with it. I mean, the ref throws the flag, and he picks up that yellow flag and starts dancing with it. I thought, now, that was original. That was unique. I'll give him credit for that. But you know, could he just
– right.
Could he – I mean, does the ref come over and take it from him and throw it down?
No, he threw it down after he was done pretending he was slapping it across girl's ass.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Which is exactly the same as watching somebody jubilantly make a snow angel.
Yeah, basically.
Look, they're opening their legs, and then they're closing them, and then they're opening them again. This is disgusting.
Can't have any of that. But yeah, Travis Kelce last night, because they returned a punt, that Tyreek Hill returned a punt for a touchdown, right?
So yeah, I saw
Mr.
that.
Mr. Dancer, who, what's that?
I said, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Dancer out there, by the way, he got too tired to be dancing in the fourth quarter. They made him punt so much. when the punt return happened, Travis Kelce jumped right in front of him, man, and started doing his stupid little horsey dance, right? I don't remember if there was a flag or not, because I was laughing too hard.
I missed that one.
Really? Oh, shit. Yeah, right after the punt return. During the punt return, in fact, as the guy was running in the end zone. And being very careful, Tom, to not do a snow angel. Or any sort of, you know, what the hell's the ground? Oh, the ground is obscene, Tom. We can't have them rolling around on that.
Yeah, I remember once when T.O. scored. And he walked up to the goal line from the, you know, he went into the end zone and scored. He dropped the ball and he walked up to the goal line and he got down in like a sprinter stance, like he was about to run a race.
Right.
And then he took off and ran over to the sideline and they flagged him because he went to the ground.
That sucks. I remember one time Andre Rison, he scored in the back of the end zone. So he picked up the pylon and stuck it up his ass and started to ride up and down on it like a stripper.
What?
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh, what? Come on.
That's Andre Rison, after all. He had Velcro football pants on, man. He just flipped them right off.
Rams-Patriots.
That was disgusting.
The game?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that gets to play the Rams, it's like, okay, fine. Just give them a win. It's time to roll up the stats.
I mean, they have an okay defense, but outside that, and I saw Todd Gurley's projected to do really well this week.
Dude, he is on my fantasy team. Here's what I call him, Mr. 4 points. That's what I call him. He's Mr. 4 points. He gets me 4 points every freaking week, and that's it. Mr. 45 yards on 12 carries.
Every once in a while, he'll get in the end zone.
Every once in a while, like, 2015.
You're right.
Yeah, I remember those once in a while. Last time he scored, well, he's in L.A. You would hope he could score. For God's sakes, he's a good-looking young man. Plays for the Rams.
Well, so, yeah, they had to go into New England. That was ridiculous. I mean, what? They had no chance.
But, Tom, they do it on the special teams, the offense, and the defense. They've got great concessions. And I hear their parking is very, very pricey.
Oh, my God. This clip, I've got a clip of Bill Belichick. And,
okay, amazing. Once again, we've got something from Bill Belichick.
And he's talking about the different types of toughness. His team played tough, and there's different types of toughness, John, because it's the entire team, and here he's going to explain.
There's a lot of different types of toughness. You know, going over the middle and catching a ball when somebody's, you know, getting ready to hit you hard, that's one kind of toughness. You know, lined up against a guy who's big and strong a few inches away, it's a different kind of toughness. Taking on guys that are bigger than you and run force and linemen and things like that, I mean, it's another kind of toughness. Or receivers cracking on ends and linebackers and safety. You know, I mean, there's different kinds of toughness. And then there's mental toughness.
You know? Oh.
Kickers is a non-contact position, but there's a lot of mental toughness in those specialist positions, snappers, holders, kickers. Yeah, they're different.
He's priceless.
He's gone right on down and congratulated the snapper now. He's done quite a job. Don't you feel like he's just like trying to teach Hugh Jackson through the media?
Being the water boy, John. Different. Being the water boy. Constantly being hazed by the team. That's toughness. That's a different kind of toughness.
That takes all kinds of toughness. Tom, there's a kind of toughness that lets you cry at the movies, you know. Kind of toughness that lets you be vulnerable. And then there's that kind of toughness that says, I don't give a fuck if she's married. I'm going for it. Some of the guys in the locker room. Some of the guys in the locker room, they like a softer towel. Some of them like it a little rough. Takes a little bit of toughness there to be able to compromise in the middle. I've seen fights break out over the fabric softener. Guys that aren't mentally tough, they can't handle it. Oh my God, he is the best.
Oh, the only I any audio I get of him, I just bring it because I know you're gonna do something.
I don't do it; he does it. I'm not saying anything he wouldn't say. If it wasn't for that water fountain out there with the proper temperature of water, it takes a whole, you know, the guy who comes in here and calibrates that thing, he's right on top of it. Special kind of toughness it takes to get up in the morning here in Foxborough, drive down here in the cold just to calibrate that water fountain so that I can have a drink after one of these. It's a whole team effort, Tom.
Well, your boy, Jeff Fisher gets another loss. What's he need? Two more?
I believe that'll be two more. Right. So
two
next
more.
Week, not next week, but the week after that, coming up for Christmas, kids, we're going to get to watch Jeff Fisher set a record that'll never be broken. Never, never, never. Well, even if a team decided that they were going to have a sacrificial lamb, that they were going to let get even close, none of them are. They're all going to die before they get there. All the ones that are even close to them are old.
Well, he did the same thing that Hugh Jackson did when the Browns played the Patriots And, you know, remember right. after the game, he was like, that's the kind of team we want to be, you know. And you started doing the whole, remember you started doing the whole Billy over there tugging on Tom Brady's towel.
Right. No, it was Cody Kessler over there.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
So maybe he could tell Jared Goff, he could say, look, we're on the East Coast. Let's come over here to the beach. See over there? That's the other ocean.
Right.
And if we stayed here till the morning, you'll see the sun come up from over there.
Well, you know, so Fisher wants his team to play like the Patriots, but the way he starts talking about them is he sounds just like he's saying the exact same things Belichick would say. You won't believe this.
You know, as I just told the team, you know, you want to win football games, you need to play all three phases like the Patriots did today, where they play good offense. Play good defense, and matched up with us special teams. And, you know, until we can put the three phases together, offensively and defensively, you know, it's hard to win games, especially against the opponents that you play.
Especially against the opponents that you play. Have we ever called Jeff Fisher before?
I don't think so. You know, he seems like such an approachable guy. Very laid back, very Californian.
Well, I don't think we've ever had. I mean, he's never given us a reason to call him, really. I mean, he's kind of boring and just not very interesting.
It's like we would be like calling Norv Turner without the personality.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, right. let's call him and see.
All right. Why not? We got some questions for him, I'm sure.
He's about to make history.
You sure you want to ask him about that? All right.
Yeah. We'll save it for last.
Hello.
Hi, Coach Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
Hi, Coach. This is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. We do an NFL podcast on the internet. Just wonder if we could speak with you for a moment.
Internet, huh? Is there any major studios? You know anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, at least as long as you know some people, and I'm not going to look like an idiot talking to you. This is
one of
those kinds of towns out here, you know.
No, biggest NFL podcast on the internet.
That's what I've heard, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, back when I was in Tennessee, your boy, my defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, he used to listen to you idiots all the time.
Really? We were big fans. Yeah. We were big fans of his.
Yeah. Well, that's why, because he liked your idiot cartoons.
All right. Well, you're out in L.A. now. I mean, that's a big change. That's like culture shock, right? Nice weather all the time. Got stars everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really, really not that much different from St. Louis, except that it's not just complete shit, really. It does have great sunshine. Stars are everywhere. Palm trees. Chicks all over the damn place. My God. That's why I leave my wife up in Montana, you know.
Oh, I
told her I've been living out of a hotel.
I saw Snoop Dogg was on the sideline with you guys.
Yeah. Not anymore. Not anymore for Snoop. Sorry. Not going to put up with his shenanigans anymore.
No?
I know bullshit. No, I'm not going to have that. Look, anybody criticizes me, they're not coming down here on my sideline. The Rams are the place to be. The Coliseum is the place to be in L.A., and I'm not having anybody that doesn't appreciate that.
What about Eric Dickerson?
Now, well, see, this is where we have a problem. Snoopy went off on me on YouTube, and everybody saw it, and it made me look bad. I can't have that. And he did it because he got a misunderstanding, because he thought that because Eric Dickerson's telling me I'm a loser and that our football team stinks and we can't do anything, it's, well, truth be told, Eric Dickerson's a football player, right? He played for the Rams a long time ago, and he went to the Hall of Fame, right? He was a great player, set all kinds of records. He knows what the hell he's talking about. I don't need that anywhere near my players.
Oh.
I don't want anything. No, I don't want him talking to any of my people. No way. I don't want him spreading any of his wisdom. Nothing like that.
You didn't need him to get your contract extension, right?
No, I don't need his ass. No, absolutely not. All I need him to do is stay the hell off my sidelines. I mean, really, I've got other people, A-listers, B-listers, they want to come down here.
Right.
DiCaprio wanted to come down here one day.
Really?
Well, that's what they told me anyway.
I could see that.
Anyway.
Do you think you deserve that contract extension?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
I didn't mean any disrespect, Coach.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of question that is. I don't know what they think I can do around here. I mean, have you seen this offense that I've got? I mean, good God, my quarterback's an idiot, right? My offensive line, they can't block anything. My defense, my special teams, we're terrible. And basically, we're Aaron Donald, and that's it.
Mm.
They just moved us out here to L.A. The sun's a lot brighter than it was. I used to play inside. Now I've got to worry about what sunscreens I'm wearing. There's a lot to do. I'm kind of distracted by it all. I just now got my office unpacked and arranged the way I want it. I need those 2 years to finish building what I've started here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's we're building to something important, Tom. I'm tired of the 7-9 bullshit. Thankfully, this year, I don't think I'm going to get anywhere close to it.
I'm sure. One record you may break is the all-time loss record. You're going to be the losingest coach in NFL history if you lose, what, two more games?
Don't be such a pussy, Tom. I am going to break it. You don't have to sit here and act like I'm some kind of lost uncle that's dying that you never met. All right? I'm going to break this record. Nobody's ever going to break it again. It's going to be all my record. And I appreciate you asking, but really, I'm trying to stay humble about this. This is a great honor. It's a high achievement.
All right.
No. I'll tell you. Since you asked, I'll tell you. I just want to say to all the kids out there, listen, follow your dreams, all right? Because it could certainly come true. I mean, look at me, Tom. You know, I got a Super Bowl ring by hurting my ankle and never playing a single down with the greatest defense that ever lived. And now I'm about to go down in history with an unbreakable record by doing nothing but being a big ninny fuck-up.
Well, everybody needs a goal, Coach.
Well, mostly, I tell you, I'm just glad to break this record as the coach of the Rams. To do this with the Rams is just so special to me, Tom. You know why?
Why?
You remember when I was the coach of the Titans, Tom?
I do.
You remember when we went to the Super Bowl, Tom?
I do.
You remember who we played?
The Rams.
Right. And you remember how we lost?
At the one-yard line.
I wasn't even the one-yard line. It was less than a foot, for God damn it, and I am so glad that I can break this record as the coach of the fucking Rams. People call me a loser, but let me tell you what, Tom. Right after that game, I started plotting, and here I got 6 years to totally fuck this team for the next 25 if I can, and it's all because that goddamn weak-kneed pussy Kevin Dyson couldn't get another goddamn 12 inches. Well, I got 12 inches for the goddamn Rams, and I'm going to give it to him for 6 years.
John, let's never call him again.
Oh, okay.
And now a live look at the Atlanta Falcons 2016 season.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
You ever have like family reunion holiday things? You go to one of your aunt's house. She's invited everybody you ever knew in your whole life to eat dinner. So all the women have to go into the kitchen to cook. Right? There's one woman cooking. Rest of them are just acting like they're cooking. And the guys have to go into the living room and watch football. Half of them don't know anything about football. They're coaching today. That boy right there sucks. Now he sucks. Well, why don't they put old Johnny Unitas in the ball game? Oh, he ain't playing this year? Well, I ain't kept up with it this year. Yeah, Uncle Fred's got a new thing called helmets now, but just got to know. Helmet, they got a bunch of sissies out there playing ball now. I got my skull fractured 14 times playing ball. Well, maybe that's why you talk like you do.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
I'm speaking strictly as a Cowboy fan.
Please, Washington, give Kirk Cousins $25 million a year for 5 years, because yes, I would love for my Cowboys to face Kirk Cousins 10 more times. Cousins is 1-4 against my team. His only win came against third-string quarterback Kellen Moore. Last year, my team went 1-11 without Tony Romo, the one win, at Washington against Kirk Cousins. 3 years ago, Cousins threw away another home game that kept my Cowboys in the playoff hunt. Thank you, Cuz. Yep. Early this year, Cousins threw an end zone interception that cost Washington another home game against Dallas. And on Thanksgiving, Cousins threw for 449 yards, but failed on two red zone throws and a two-point pass that again cost his team the game. He makes lots of nice throws, but rarely makes the plays. He's an underconfident overachiever who doesn't have it. Please, Washington, give him what he wants.
Now, I don't know about you, John, but based on what I just heard and how my mind processed all of that data, I'm thinking Skip doesn't think much of Kirk Cousins.
I think Skip probably would like to suck on his balls. I think he thinks he's cute. That's what I think. Right down deep, I think he thinks he's cute. And see, this is the part of the show where Shannon Sharp would look at him and go, see, this is where you're wrong, Snip, because Kirk Cousins, he'd be able to throw those passes like that. And yeah, you're right, he ain't doing right down in the red zone right now, but it's really because they got that number 32 ranked defense and they can't get off the goddamn field on third down.
No, they can't, can they?
No, they can't. It's terrible, and it's disheartening to watch. The air comes right out of your sails. But other than all the other bullshit that he said there, please, yeah, give him his money. Because you know what? If you're going to sit around and wait for perfection, you're not going to find it. You guys thought you had a quarterback that could win it with Tony Romo, and he never did. Now he's done. He's gone. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not starting anymore.
Right. But see, somebody, I don't know, I was talking with somebody about football the other day, and said, they were, you know, Kirk Cousins hasn't proven it. He hasn't won a playoff game. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and now they're talking about Andrew Luck, and the Colts are just average, and Luck this and Luck that. And I'm thinking, you know what? Peyton Manning, he went 5 straight years without winning a playoff game. Remember?
Yeah.
All we ever could say was that dude can't win a playoff game. And now he's like freaking God.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to do it this way. He is just like freaking God. So.
He's here all week, folks.
Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, please, pay him. All right, I don't know what else the guy needs to show you. All right, granted, I'd like to be able to see some better red zone production, but the plays that are called are the plays that are called. When they're calling fades, the fade isn't the first look and then you go someplace else. It is step two and throw. Right?
Yeah.
They don't have a secondary look off if on the fade. It's you throw it where nobody else is going to get it. It's going to the corner. Go get it.
Oh, I hate the fade. It's a 50-50 ball all the time.
It's not even a 50-50 ball. I don't think it's a 50-50 ball at all. I think it's more like a 20-80 ball,
yeah,
for
probably
the most part. Unless you have a 6'9" Megatron.
Right.
Right? Right. If you got somebody like that, you got Terrell Pryor, throw that bitch up there. Right? Let him go get it. Right? You got Gronkowski, let him go get it. Well, maybe not now.
You know, Randy Moss could do it. He was great with Moss.
Right, because he's 6'4", and he has hands that are like the size of Iowa.
And he could jump 6 feet in the air.
Right. So, next, if they take Harbaugh's announcement that we had, or his idea from last week, where they make it so that the ball goes through the end zone, or if it goes through the goalpost on the kickoff, it's a point, and we were talking about having 7-footers now getting drafted just to do that, have him run the fade.
Yeah, I like the pole vaulter better.
For some reason, dude, the Redskins are in love with the fade. I have no idea why. It's like they've just now discovered this 80s hairstyle, and they're so happy with it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. They haven't been able to score with it yet.
All right. It was bizarre what happened with Carolina at Seattle at the beginning of the game. Cam Newton's not on the field, and everybody's going, what, what? Right. And he got benched.
Right. He got benched, and I completely agree with the benching.
For a dress code violation.
Absolutely. Did you see how he was dressed?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Well, here's Panthers coach Ron Rivera being asked about it.
It was a travel dress code violation, and so the decision was treat him like I do all the other players on the team, and he didn't start.
I read a report that he wasn't wearing a necktie. Is that...
I'm not going to get into what our dress code is, okay? I just explained to you why I did it. I'm not going to get into it, okay? Jesus. We're moving on, and we're going to talk about the football game.
Rob, is this solely your decision?
Yes, my decision. Completely my decision. And as I said, Bill, the decision was made because I treat them all the same. And that's all I did. All
right. And then he was done with it. He didn't want to talk about it anymore. But, of course, somebody asked him about it, and he got upset.
I'm not getting into it. I told you, okay? I made a decision. It's a decision I treat everybody the same way. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
You know, I could see it if Cam Newton was a layabout or a slacker or, you know, but no, he is like a runway model after every game with some kind of new haute couture piece of fucking whatever that he's wearing. He wears shit that, like, I've seen a meme where they compare him to Batman villains, you know?
Right.
But he pulls it off.
Yeah.
You're going to tell him how to dress? Jesus Christ.
Well,
the man's a fashion icon, Tom.
Evidently, he didn't have his clothes with him, and they didn't get mailed something or another. I can't remember how he said it, but I don't know. Clothes, they have clothes mailed and stuff. I don't understand it, but
because they're always on the go.
He didn't have anything to wear. He didn't have any choice. He was going to violate the dress code because he didn't have anything to wear.
Well, I mean, showing up naked to the airport was bad form, but they gave him a mail sack, and I think he was all right once he got that thing with some leg holes cut out of it. He was okay. Dude, it's Cam Newton, right? You know what his response should have been to his coach? I'm sorry, but I am a grown man. I can dress how I want when I fly a plane. This isn't McDonald's. This isn't that freaking Office Space movie where he's going to pull him over and say, Cam, you're not sporting enough flair.
Well, everybody's required to wear a coat and tie.
Which is what I think is stupid. Fuck the man. Grow your hair, dude.
Oh, God. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I do think it's stupid. What are you going to say? You know, hey, you know, by the way, you know, did you see the Panthers after their plane crash? They look great. What are they? They're 35,000 feet in the air. Who's up there looking at them?
Well, you know, look, man. High school, college, they all wear suit and tie.
They're not in high school and they're not in college.
I know,
they're grown men.
John, everybody has rules. You have a boss, you have rules. Everywhere anybody works, it's always the same. You follow the rules.
Oh, come on. Like Jimmy Johnson said, Jimmy Johnson isn't going to fire Troy Aikman for sleeping in a meeting. He'll get rid of some second-string linebacker, but Troy Aikman gets a poke on the shoulder and told to wake up. Right, Cam Newton, for God's sakes. And it's not like he's going to leave the house looking like a bum. He's got a certain persona that he's got to keep going. At the very least, he's going to show up in one of his Oikos freaking superhero costumes. His Yogurt Man costumes.
Well, regardless, like the rule, don't like the rule, he benched him, and what happens? One play, and it's an interception.
Right. And I mean, I can't promise that Cam Newton would have done any better, but, you know, I'd rather go to battle with my best weapons rather than go out there and do something stupid like that.
Do you suppose Ron Rivera then goes to Cam Newton and goes, see what happened because you couldn't follow the rules?
That's right. Your necktie, your open collar caused this. That turtleneck you wore, now everybody, it's just chaos in the locker room.
I mean, I know we're talking about it, but honestly, when I heard that and everything happened, I thought, who cares?
Well, if he hadn't have thrown an interception, then probably nobody would have, but he did.
I may not have even known it happened.
They did get the shit kicked out of him.
Anyway, what one game that looked like it was just horrible, if you were a Colts fan, it was great. I mean, if you had Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton on your fantasy team, it was awesome. But the game itself was just lame, and then leave it to a couple of Jets fans to fix that.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. With no fireman in, you got to find something else to do, because now they can't remember how to spell.
Well, but these were diehard Jets fans, because these guys were in the stands without shirts, their bodies are all painted up. You know, those guys. Those kind of guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those kind of fans.
the morons, the drunks.
yeah. And so, you know what? This game sucks. You know, what are we going to do? Let's run out on the field.
Why not? You go ahead for it, Vinny. I'll be right behind you.
Here's Kevin Harlan with the call.
Well, that was the biggest cheer of the night, as we got a couple of idiots running out on the field right now, taking their shirts off, running all over the place. And the last person I would want to run into is a New Jersey State Trooper.
Did you see just that like tackle?
Oh, and
30. The other guy's knocked down.
They're actually hitting harder than the Jets' defense.
That's the funniest thing he's ever said.
Just absolutely knocked out on the 26-yard line, hit. Kevin. That was just a unbelievable hit by a New Jersey State trooper who came in right in behind him. Don't be messing with the state troopers, man. Mm-mm. I'm telling you.
Boomer Esiason just has the freaking personality of a pretzel, doesn't he?
That was the funniest thing he's ever said in his entire life. They're hitting harder than the Jets.
Yeah, you can see it out there. He's laid out on the 24-yard line, and it sounds like he's actually trying to do the game as if this was what was going on.
Right.
Unlike Kevin Harlan, who does the same thing without making it sound like he's a piece of saltine. He's got the personality of the pretzels that are on like the middle of the bag where all the salt is rubbed off of, and they're just a hard hunk of frickin' baked flour. Right.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Now here's what it sounded like on the Jets radio network.
Two fans taking off their shirts, running across the field.
So Bryce Petty waited a long time to play, and now he's going to have to wait a little longer as a state trooper just laid out one of those two guys. And the other streaker on the field gets laid out by security as well.
They did get blasted.
Good. I mean, why not? That's good. Probably more entertaining than most Jets fans had all night. That's probably what they said. You guys lost a lot of it. You guys get out there. You know? Yeah, go on. Take a couple of shots there. It sounded like the one guy was talking like it was Bryce Petty ran out onto the field. Didn't it sound like it?
Yeah.
He waited a long time to play. Here he comes.
Well, he's sitting there waiting longer because he's just waiting for them to get off the damn field.
And then crash. So, Jets fans, that's what you got to do with it. I tell you what, got a deal for you, Jets fans. Fire your coach so the Redskins can hire him as our defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Fitz benched again.
Does it matter? I mean, really, it matter? He should have just, you know what he should have said? He should have said to those troopers, hey, bring one of those guys over here. Hey, I liked your moves out there, boy. You know, why don't you come out here and see if you can throw the ball?
Did you see going on this week, there was a bunch of guys that were wearing special cleats for charities?
Yeah, it was cleats for causes or something.
My cause, my cleats. Yeah, it was a campaign going on, and it was a big success. There was bunches of players on different teams that were wearing specialized cleats to honor and reflect charitable and philanthropic causes that they cared about.
See, this is what happens when you start letting guys have freaking. Before you know it, they're trying to make snow angels, right? they're shooting footballs like basketballs after they score a touchdown. You know.
Well, you're gonna love this because Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Dorial Green Beckham, he wore some special cleats, all right, Yeezy cleats, Yeezy John. Y-E-E-Z-Y, and for his words, the Yeezy Foundation.
For the Yeezy Foundation? What is that, like the human fund?
Well, the only Yeezy I know, that's the nickname of, like, Kanye West. And
there are shoes, and they're very, 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 very expensive.
Right. And the thing is nobody ever heard of that charity.
Really? It's like I said, it's a human fund.
Well, the reason that nobody ever heard of the Yeezy Foundation is because it doesn't exist.
They don't get money for wearing these cleats, right?
There was something that they were, I don't know.
I think it was just a chance for them to be able to publicize their foundations.
It was to honor and reflect charitable causes that they cared about.
So they like Adidas. And I'll tell you what, they are... I don't understand why shoes have to cost so much goddamn money.
Yeah, well, this the Yeezy 350 sold out right away when they went on sale in September, but the Kanye West endorsed kicks can be found online for $250 to $300 a pair.
Dude, I went on a website today just to see what these were, and I found them. Some of them were $1,500 a fucking pair. $1,500, yeah. $750 a shoe. What is so, it's a shoe. What is it doing that is so effing amazing?
Am I
going to be able to run a 4.3 when I put these things on? Is that what's going to happen? My 53-year-old ass is going to be able to run a fucking 4.3?
I don't know.
What is it that makes them worth so much money? They don't look great.
I remember when Air Jordans first came out, man, and everybody wanted them. And I tell you what, my school's basketball team certainly didn't get any better from wearing them.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they did. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't. Collector's editions, I guess. I don't know. What happened? Did Kanye West bless him or something?
He's going to get fined. Beckham is. In fact, DeAndre Hopkins, receiver from the Texans, he wore the same cleats, and he got a $6,000 fine. So Beckham's probably going to get about the same thing. But, hey, you know, the cleats helped him catch four passes for 29 yards. The Eagles lost by 18 to the Bengals. So, hey, congratulations.
They got their asses kicked.
And you have to spend $6,000 because you had a bullshit foundation.
Damn. The Eagles, man, they just got swatted like a fly. Like a fly on a bull's ass. I'm not surprised about DeAndre Hopkins. We saw him on Hard Knocks last year. He's a freaking little metrosexual. Thinks about every thread that's hanging off of him. Everything's got to be perfectly right. So yeah. For him to buy a $1,500 pair of shoes.
Friggin' Yeezy.
Who cares? That's the charity I represent is, you know, Adidas.
Kanye West. You know, Kanye West is up for, I don't know, like a half dozen Grammy Awards
right
coming up. And I'm like, man, that guy, I hear people call him a genius, John.
He calls himself a genius.
I know, but I also hear people, oh my gosh, his music. And I always stop him right there and I go, dude doesn't do music. Dude doesn't write music. He doesn't play music. He is not a musician. No, I'm sorry. Anything he does is with an electronic machine, you know, and he samples other music that is actually music. He samples it, adds his electronic machine. Come on. He is a no-talent hack, man.
He's a graffiti artist is what he is. That's what he is. He's a graffiti artist.
Seriously, man. I don't get it. Are any of his songs on the radio anymore? You know, I can turn on radio stations all over this country, John. I can turn on radio stations all over this country every day of the week and hear Led Zeppelin. I can hear, you know, Van Halen. Well, I mean, even Motley Crue is on some radio station everywhere in every city. You're going to hear that.
Boy, we have distinctly different musical tastes.
I'm just talking about music that is still on, whether it's Guns N' Roses or the Eagles. Or
The Ramones,
or anybody, man.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Do you still hear Echo?
Yeah, I get what you're saying 100%, but see, here's the thing. We're talking about him, and that's all he needs. Not just us to talk about him, although us talking about him really gives him credibility. But the fact is, like I told you one time, I think we were talking about this guy last year, the reason why he's a genius is he's gotten people to believe that him and his fat do-nothing wife are actually something to talk about and fucking honor.
Ugh.
No wonder fake news is fucking winning the wars of fucking common sense. Jesus Christ.
But I'm just talking about there's tons and tons of timeless music still being played on the radio, and his isn't part of that group.
Nope, and it doesn't have to be.
No.
It doesn't have to be. Look, how many people, the only people that keep all the tabloids are the people that have 700 cats die, nobody finds them for 3 months, right? Okay, and then when somebody finally does break into their house because of the vultures that are gathered on the roof, then they have to wander through the maze of fucking newspapers and circulars, right, that are stacked to the ceilings. That's the only people, that used to be only the only people that gave a fuck about this. Those were the ones that wouldn't throw it away. But these are tabloid people. They're made to be thrown away. And that's they don't give a fuck if you throw them away tomorrow because they're coming back tomorrow the next day so you can talk about something else outrageous they did. Oh, hey, look, there's Kim's ass.
Yeah.
Look, Kim's ass in a dress.
It's fish wrap. That's all it is, John. It's just fish wrap.
It's fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm going to do, Mike? Tom, you know what I'm going to do? Honest to God, this is what I plan to do while we watch the world burn over the next 4 years, and a spectacular fire, you've never seen a better fire. I'm just going to sit back and masturbate.
USA! USA!
Oh,
that's
man.
That's all I'm going to do.
I'll tell you, here you want to hear something? So, you know, we got started a little late this evening because I was waiting on carpet cleaner. I had a guy at the house to do my fall furnace inspection. Which was fine. It went well. But I'm wearing a Cowboys hat, and the dude goes, oh, Bet you're ready for that game Sunday night. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, really? And you let him fucking work on your equipment?
And I'm like, and you're working on my furnace?
No shit. Seriously, you should have just bolted the refrigerator so he couldn't smell any of the meat and kicked him out of the door. He's looking. It's getting cold. See, that what he was doing was he was trying to find a place that was warm so he could hold up for the winter.
He said, when he was leaving, he says, well, good luck to your Cowboys Sunday night. And I go, thank you.
Good for you.
Well, then the carpet cleaning guy shows up.
Right.
Another fucking Giants fan. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, what is what is going on here?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
When he was leaving, I said, because, you know, he was there cleaning the carpet, and we were talking about football the whole time. And as he's leaving, I said, I would tell you good luck, but honestly, you know I don't mean it. And if you say it, I know you don't mean it. So, and he just laughed, right. And he said, yeah. And I said, so I'll just say have a Merry Christmas, and he went on his way.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I got some good matchups this weekend. I got Kirk Cousins against the Eagles. Whatever the fuck Skip Bayless has to say about him. He's done pretty damn good against the Eagles. We're going for a sixth straight win against those fuckers. And they are a team that is deflated, defeated. I mean, dude, they just got a butthole stomped in them. But, shit, now I forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, yeah, I got Dontrell Inman in the game, so I'm taking a little bit of a chance right there. I like him. I think he's going to have a big game. I got Jerick McKinnon in the game because they're playing against Jacksonville, and that team's finding ways to lose games that is just entertaining as all hell.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see what's going on here. Tyler and his machine needs to rust up quick.
I don't know. I got a bye week, so I'm just kind of kicking back.
Oh, if we had the same record, I was in a much tougher division.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Absolutely. You won your division with the same record that I came in third with.
That's funny.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Did you know there's an ethical bank that takes care of your money and the world around you? Your money is powerful. The impact it has on where you choose to bank has never been more important. We're Triodos Bank. We're completely open about how we use your money, so you can see for yourself the positive impact it has for people and the planet. Join a community of like-minded people making the world a better place. Follow your heart. Use your head. Join Triodos Bank.